We live, baby.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the official Are We Canceled Yet podcast with your host.
Jojo,
She's happy to be back. And you know your girl, Goldilocks, aka Meek Meek, aka Tamika, aka Life Has Been Life, and but we're here. You hear me?
we here. We here, baby.
First off, let me start off by saying we've been gone for quite some time. So thanks for hanging in there with us.
But if you
JoJo.
follow our social media, we've been active.
We've been active. We've been posting. We need y'all to be a little more active with us.
Yeah.
Okay? Y'all see these questions and answers coming through? Ask us what you would like, even though we have not been airing, recording. We can, ask us a little something, something, and we gonna answer for you.
Oh, we actually did get somebody that participated in that.
What we got? What they talking about?
I gotta find it, but we can go ahead and start the show, and then when I find it, I'll let you know.
Okay,
It was,
okay.
I think it was
Well,
like 2 weeks ago. That's why I can't find it, but I'm gonna see
okay.
if I can find it.
Well, we'll check it out. We're back. Kudos to everybody that's joining us today. I've been out. I'm gonna keep it 100. Okay. I'm running on some, what do I want to call it?
Fumes.
Functioning depression.
Yo, that's real.
Like, I've been away. I've been grieving. I lost a loved one, very, very important to me. I'm just shouting out, you gotta get your mental together, people. So if you gotta step away for a little bit, please do so. Please talk to people. Don't shut off, because grief is a motherfucker.
Ain't it though?
Okay? So yeah, I'm here, but I'm a little bit off.
More often what she normally is.
A tad bit, a tad bit. But on a brighter and lighter note, here with a movie review for him.
Oh my gosh,
When I say a
him.
brighter note, it's like a little bit.
Okay.
JoJo and I have been debating about this.
I loved
So
it.
we want y'all to chime in and let us know your thoughts because I'm on the fence.
Okay, but why are you on the fence?
First off, spoiler alert, because we're gonna talk about the movie. I didn't like the movie. I didn't like the movie. It was a lot going on. This is okay. It all depends on how you went into the experience. I saw all the trailers. I was like, okay. I was a little bit on the fence. I ain't gonna hold you. But I said, Jordan Peele. This is a Jordan Peele movie. It's gonna be amazing.
And it's not a Jordan Peele movie. It's just his production
That's
company.
the thing. Everybody is going to associate it with being a Jordan Peele movie. So I have the standards up here. Everything with Jordan Peele's name on it, I put it at Get Out level, which introduces me to the love of my life. So it's a very, very high level. This did not crack the surface whatsoever. I thought it was going to be a movie about football. We were going to see people play football on the field against other teams. And I don't know. Now that I watch it, I don't know what I thought about going into it. But it was nothing that I thought. It was more so, it was sacrifice. I thought it was going to be like somebody got a concussion on air and like, I don't know, fought your way back or something. This was just sacrifice in a kill somebody to get on top. It was Illuminati style.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And I was just like, what?
It's definitely, I saw it as de definitely football related. And I feel like definitely music related, definitely acting related, because you got to think of an aspect of they kept using GOAT a lot, because if you really think about it, each generation does this. Whenever we say the GOAT, we only mention one person. We never say GOATs. We'd be like, oh, this person is the GOAT, this person is the GOAT. So it makes sense for them to have one GOAT, and then you gotta fight to get the spot of the GOAT, which is what we do now.
It
That's
is.
literally how it works now. But as far as like the references to football, baby, listen, I feel like, and excuse me because I do not know actors' real names, but the main character, I feel like it was loosely based off of Colin Kaepernick. Loosely, very loosely.
Really? Because he
Yeah.
mixed?
No, not because he's mixed,
That's the only thing I'm getting here.
but because at the end, when he did the FU to like the league and all of that other stuff, and then it kind of goes back to like taking a knee. But of course, this is art. It's not going to be like just plain black and white for you. You have to really have to dig for stuff. And then me and the shorty that I'm seeing, you know what I'm saying? He also mentioned that he thinks Marlon Wayans was loosely, of course, like many different throughout the year, many different players like throughout the history of football. But the first one that came to mind was Tom Brady.
I did hear that. I've been seeing
Yeah.
I haven't gone full down the rabbit hole yet, but I've been seeing the press. I haven't seen any press from Jordan.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to.
Why not?
He doesn't do press on his movies.
Really? Because he pressed it at the beginning.
No, but all he does is literally promote the movie. When it comes to questions and deep questions, he literally flips it around every time. Well, what do you think?
Okay.
Oh, that's an interesting concept.
What?
He does that for every single movie.
I was like, is it
So
because
I
it's from
expect
tomatoes
nothing from
is
him.
saying it's rotten? But okay. I did see it was a lot of different moving parts associated with football as far as players. Like this reference this person, this reference this person, this reference this person. My
It's
disappointment.
legit all the way down to the terminology. It's legit all football. So if you are not like into football, some of it is gonna go over.
I'm very much so fresh meat when it comes to football. I became a fan 4 years ago. Okay. When I really started watching during the pandemic. And
That
you
makes sense.
had a little boot that won't watch football, won't watch football too, under
That makes
you.
sense. That
All
makes
right.
sense.
So now I mess with it heavy, but all the terminology, I don't know. But that's not even what disappoints me, it's the story. I thought there was going to be a longer story. This was just a struggle. It was one struggle. And that was it.
Well, no, there was an A story and a B story. Which is what all movies and television shows have. You got your A story, then you got your B story.
I just need more. Afterwards, okay, you say fuck you to the league and then what? What did you do? Did you just not join?
Well, no, because you gotta listen to the dialogue. Marlon Wayans' character said, "Find your own way to the top. Don't do it like how I did." So you just have to infer that he found his own way to the top.
I don't want to infer. That's the thing. This was artsy fartsy. It was
Listen.
artistic for sure.
Yeah, it was
Marlon Wayans,
amazing.
I'm a mess with him anything he in because I think he's great and I love him being serious. Some might disagree, but the gun in the mouth, the hatuya. I felt as an actor that was very in the moment. That wasn't in the script. Wasn't unnecessary, some may say. But I appreciated the rawness of it.
Oh my God, the
I appreciated the rawness. And I feel
I'm
like
weak.
everybody on the set was uncomfortable, which is always the goal. Now, as I look into it further, I've been listening to some of the interviews. And the interviewers have been really good because they asked Marlon Wayans, how do you feel about the movie? Like what side are you on? And he was like, I agree with it. To be great, you have to sacrifice. He sacrificed a lot. He sacrificed a lot of his time to get to where he is. He was like, luckily he got to work with his family. But if you want to be great, you have to sacrifice. And then the other fella, the lead, was asked the same question. And he was like, I disagree. I feel like there can be a balance. You can still be great, but you can still, have a life or, not give up everything. And it was very much so an older generation versus
A new
newer
generation.
generation. Like, I feel like I can have it all, but can you have it all
I also feel
without
like
sacrifice
the
or
newer
with,
gener
without sacrificing that much, going at heart?
I feel like the newer generation is definitely much fast fashion, fast food. You get what I'm saying? Popcorn style, if you will. And that's not a bad thing or a good thing. I mean, I feel like it works for the times because people's attention spans are like this. So you have somebody that's hot now. And then they're at their top, and then maybe they just want to settle back versus the old school generation. They're thinking more long term. They're like, look, I want longevity, which is what a GOAT status is. That's longevity.
You want to be the best.
You want to be the best.
Like, you could be a goat for whatever reason. You can get somewhere very quickly in life and hold that title and still be great. I don't think it's a fast fashion thing. I believe he was coming at it as a, I can have it all. I can have my free life and I can have my work life and I can still be great.
You know what? I love that for him. And I hate to take it here, but also as a mixed individual, that's his white side saying that.
I'm just like, oh no, I'm on Marla's side. I do
Oh, his
have
name
to
is
sacrifice.
Tyreek Withers.
Yes, Tyreek.
Tyreek Withers.
I should have known this. I've been having multiple conversations about you, Tyreek.
I'm not gonna hold you. I
Okay.
have not, Tyreek.
What'd you say?
I have not.
But what I'm saying is, I agree with Marlon. I don't think you can be the goat without sacrificing damn near everything.
You got to sacrifice time,
Time.
mainly time, and then
It's a lot of time. Time, just focusing. You might have to
focus.
cut all these people off. Like, as an actor, I say it several time and time again. I haven't made it because I haven't sacrificed enough. I'm not on my last penny. You shouldn't think like that. Like, maybe you don't have to, but mentally, I feel like you have to be there to be the GOAT. Ask anybody if you
Because
go
it's like, what else do you have to lose at that point? And that's when people get the hungriest.
Yeah, you hungry. But then also, like, you putting in time, you putting in work, you meet other people, you're doing this and that. When it comes to, I was looking at this trader, Swaggy, and he's like, I go to a different country, leave everything behind, cut everybody off because I want this. I want this level of success. Ain't nobody else gonna get me there but myself.
True.
And if you want me to be around you, you don't want it as bad as I do. So if you don't see me for a couple months, if I cut off the world and I focus in, then it's because this is what I want. When you think about people that are on a weight loss journey or something, and they're like, okay, I can't go out because, or you weight loss, I don't want to drink alcohol, all this stuff. It's like you have to cut yourself off from the rest of the world in order for you to be your best self and just work on yourself. So in this case, can you have both? No, I don't think you can. Not to be the goat. You can be good, you can be great, but you're not the goat. I don't think none of the goats got there by saying, I'm gonna go to practice just once a day. I'm gonna be at home with my family. I'm gonna go to work. Like, what?
Right. Not unless you're a
Gotta
Nepo
get cut
baby.
off here.
Not unless you're a Nepo baby, then
Like,
that's a whole different matter.
even Steve Harvey got his whole motivational stuff. He said, you can't sleep 8 hours a day.
You can't.
It's a lot of stuff going on. Like, you done missed out on half of your opportunities if you sleep 8 hours a day. So, if you got to give up your sleep and be one cranky ass bitch to be the GOAT, to be great at something,
And to
And
that point,
that's
I have no intentions of being anybody's bae. Okay. No intentions. Because who's not giving up sleep is this one. That's why I will settle for
Yeah,
Lifetime movies,
I knew
two
this.
movies,
I knew the
BET
sleep
movies.
part was gonna get you. I knew
What?
that was gonna go. But yeah, you got to put the time in. Now, speaking of somebody that put that time in,
Ooh. Ooh.
Christopher.
Christopher Maurice Brown the first.
Listen, we went to the concert
Again.
again, and it was wonderful. It's always wonderful. That man right there.
Let me tell you. Musically, and we're talking about musically, anything else, arguing with your mama on the subject matter. But musically, my boy, be the dancing, the vocals, the production. Come on.
One is it this one? Is it this one? I'll give you all of them.
Baby, I'm gonna give you an old school hand clap, round
I'll
of
give you
applause.
all of them. Because that concert, like,
Ain't
when you
nobody
talk
doing it like
about
Chris Brown.
somebody that's sacrificing, you just went on back-to-back tours. I don't understand when you sleep. But I mean, maybe you're running on drugs. I'm not gonna hold you, maybe.
Tamika.
It's maybe. Because people say that, so I just had to address it.
He already said he wasn't.
Well, it ain't protein shakes. But whatever. Wherever you get your energy from, like, I'm sorry, no, don't do drugs. That's my dare shirt. Okay, but on a real tip. What did you have to sacrifice
His career. If you
to
believe
have
anybody,
that talent?
he had to sacrifice his career at an early age,
Look, and you're still being punished for it, which is a whole nother topic
which is, yeah, I ain't
because
even gonna get on that.
people do some shit,
We done
but
already touched on it before.
other people do a lot of shit and y'all still running. Like, and y'all still going strong. It's just a comparison of some things.
That's that selective outrage.
It's a lot going on. All right, so recap of the concert. We had to prepare. Come on. You know what? You're a preparing expert. Tell everybody our journey to get to the Chris Brown concert.
All right. So I ain't even gonna deep gonna go deep into it because y'all really need to mind y'all business. But since we here, I guess we'll talk about it. So boom, road trip. Boom, we get to Vegas. We hit that strip. The strip looks so close, but it is so far
Close yet so far.
from Hampton Inn Tropicana. Let's just say we had a great adventure. 'Cause me, I was trying to figure out a shortcut. I was like, I'm not about to keep walking around these buildings when I feel like I could just walk through it and cross the street. That was not so.
That was not so.
The lie detector test determined that wasn't an option.
Listen, if you're gonna follow somebody, don't let it be her. But she how you walking in circles, getting nowhere, absolutely nowhere.
We
I thought I
eventually
was in
got
a
back.
different hotel the whole time. For an hour, I thought I was in a different hotel.
And it's crazy because we weren't. I kept telling you we weren't. She was trying to argue me down that we was in a different hotel. I was like, Tamika, we
I'm
are
like, I know
in.
the way. I know the way. And meanwhile, we like 2 hour walk away, which is never gonna happen. All right. But we make it.
We make it.
Yeah.
Also, side note, Vegas. What's tea, baby? Was there nobody outside?
Disappointing.
What was y'all doing?
I know back in my day, Las Vegas was the town. All right, people on the strip all walking up and down. You got your muscle men trying to take a picture. You got your fast woman trying to give you a good night. All right, it
You
was a
got the
lot.
homeless people
What?
sleeping on the
You
bridge.
got the homeless people sleeping on the bridge.
They wasn't even there.
Either way, it's gonna be somebody. Ain't no way we should be walking back and forth by ourselves outside.
We was literally the only people walking outside. And then the
Listen.
people who went to the Breezy Bowl day one, baby, listen, they left out and they went right back into their rooms.
Where are you? Where's the club? Because we was dressed for the club. We was ready to go. Where's the after party at? Now Chris gonna take it down. He gonna wear you down. Okay? So I understand them going home. But, well, home, hotel. But no. I'm not feeling it. I'm fresh off the Whitney Houston slots. Trying to dance with somebody.
Oh my
And there was
God.
nobody outside.
My girl swore up and down Whitney Houston gave her $100 just out her pocket. She was.
Rich. I'm a rich.
Hey, listen, I ain't gonna hold you.
It's the little things. That's all it takes from the
Listen,
slots.
I ain't judging. If I would have won $5, I would have cashed out.
I cash
Baby, I'm
out.
$5
I
richer.
was like, I'm gone.
Me.
You did what you came to do, Whitney. That's why I mess with you.
You
That's why I
mean,
mess with you, Whitney.
baby, listen, $5 richer.
Forever.
Let's head to Raising Cane's. Chicken tenders on me.
Food closed. White Castle's closed. Vegas went downhill.
Vegas went downhill for sure.
Like, just pure disappointment. So,
Okay.
go to our Christopher concert. We looking cute. We sitting close.
Floor seats. Floor seats and look at our post. We did post where we were at. We were in section C26. C6.
Six.
C6. Oh, okay. We were in section C6, row 23.
Yes.
There we go.
Having a time.
It was
I
great.
almost got pulled on stage.
In her mind. Who that behind you?
Like, go away.
Oh, because I definitely see her reflection in the back.
See, and she wants no parts of this because I just talked about a lot of stuff that you do not want any parts of.
You
So
sure
you should
don't want
get
no
out.
parts of this, baby.
Entertainment stuff.
Everybody zoom into the back of that reflection so
Don't say that.
you
I'm telling her. It's funny because she laughing like I'm playing, but I'm not.
she, oh, she for sure don't want no part.
She don't. She want to be nosy so bad. So, yeah, I almost got caught on stage, but I was like, look, it's Summer's last night on tour. I'm gonna do her a solid because you all, she's like also obsessed. Poor her on stage. I just knew though. I just knew the camera panned on Janae from Love Island, and I said, oh, she getting called up.
I didn't know who she was.
The listen, you're the only one because the internet is going to be in a uproar if Nene gets pulled on stage after all the bull crap she done been through and all the supporters she got out there. You won't be on there, but he did. He pulled Summer up, which I was okay with. She kept it calm.
I loved it. Summer did such a great job.
Was okay. Just special request to Chris or your team if you're listening. You still have more time on the tour. Go on ahead and bring a plus size baddie up down. Okay?
Listen.
Do one for the team. You done had your little dancer girl up there that was freaking on you.
She wasn't no dancer.
Oh, she was trying to be. She was trying to
She
be a
was that
riotous
night. Ta
dancer,
ta.
dancing for money.
Listen.
Yeah. You called her up there. Cool. You had some random people up there. Cool. Everybody cute. You had a celebrity up there. Cute. We need the plus size girly up there. And if you get called up, I need you to be real nasty. Because it's a chance.
Listen,
Oh
listen.
my
And I
God.
need the fit, the
Vegas.
hair, and the
Oh my
face to be
gosh.
T. You
I
know
need
what I'm saying?
to be beat. Huh.
Also, wait a minute, pause. Shout out to Lil Shorty on the intermission where they was having to twerk off.
That was, and she came up on my TikTok.
She came up on mine too.
Oh, And she was like, I need to be on the Jumbotron. And then, boom, you on the Jumbotron doing a dance off.
She came up on
You know,
mine
and you
too.
did that. That was cute. You did it.
She did that, but just
You did
know, I'm learning that little move you did for next year. Yeah. So me and you gotta
it.
twerk off, baby.
For next year's Jumbotron. Hilarious. For next year's Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Now, this brings me to the nitty and gritty. As wonderful as Chris is, as many people love him, his talent, his drive, his dedication, his sacrifice to the arts. You left Instagram for a minute.
For a minute, he's still off.
Oh, shoot. Dang, he's still off? Is it necessary?
He's off Instagram and he's off TikTok.
Is it
It's
necessary?
absolutely necessary. First of all, he's one of the ones that actually reads his comments.
Which is wild.
and he doesn't have a team to kind of, well, to my knowledge, to our knowledge. I know he's not with a label and all of that. Normally, like the labels, they set you up with your team to kind of run everything for you. So since he is independent and he is his own boss, I'm sure he likes to be connected with the people. He makes that very clear. He loves his
She
fans. He
does.
likes to be connected with the people.
And I felt that.
But he does not need to be on anybody's social media. He's a hothead. Everybody knows he is a hothead. He's very passionate. That's where all of that comes from. Very passionate.
And people get to you. Like, they get to you.
Yeah,
You
they do.
love your art and what you're doing. I love that. You're passionate about it. You like performing. You fuck with the people that fuck with you. There's a lot of people that don't fuck with you. And you need to be able to black those people out and just be happy, you know, with what you're doing. If what you do bring you happiness,
It's
then you
hard
can't
though.
let negativity in. But damn, social media
Social
will
media is
drag you
crazy.
down.
It can literally be 15 people to tell you, oh my God, you're so amazing. You're the best to ever do it. You get that one negative comment, that ruins your whole month.
Okay. It's like, okay, you ever watch a movie? And this was something I learned in psychiatry. It's not just movies, it's just like events, life, whatever. You can be having the best time. You can be watching the best fucking movie, be on vacation, it's the best. You can be on the best date. And then it's the one thing at the end of it. And it could be small and it messes up the whole thing. Like,
We strive for protection. As humans, we strive for protection. I mean, protection.
perfection.
Perfection.
Yeah. But I was like, all right, and it makes sense because I could watch a movie. I'm not gonna say this movie. I'm not gonna say him. Any other movie. All right. I could watch a movie and I think it's wonderful. And then the end is trash and it ruins the whole movie because why would you do that? And for the rest of my life, I would say a movie was trash.
Because of the ending.
Because of the ending, you can go on a date and it'd be the best date with the finest man. Y'all having the best time. And then at the end, your last bite of food, you find hair.
And that
And it's gonna
room.
be fucked up.
Yeah.
So,
That's true.
needless to say, you go through the comments and it'd be that one thing. And it's just like, oh, you always gonna try to find something to bring me down. So I feel like social media cleanse is very needed. I'm most productive when I'm not on social media. I'm not gonna hold you. I can scroll TikTok all day and look at nothing. I look at absolutely nothing. I've said this before.
Well,
Right now, I'm looking at AI babies of food. It's a baby strawberry and it's eating a piece of strawberry. And it's the cutest thing in the world. It's the best thing in the It's a strawberry eating
Tamika,
the strawberry, but it's
Tamika,
a baby.
Tamika.
Brings me so much happiness.
You say it as if you be on social media anyway.
I scroll.
You
I
don't
don't.
scroll on the right stuff. You don't
You
scroll on
don't
what you're
know.
supposed to scroll.
I don't scroll on what I'm supposed to scroll on. I don't do what I'm supposed to do on social media. But
No.
if I go on a cleanse and I get off. And I use that time to maybe submit to auditions or you know, work on my craft. Anything
And
that's important,
I just
I
want the
am.
record to show. Hold on, I'm just gonna interrupt you for a second. Just want the record to show, she doesn't submit to auditions. I submit her to auditions.
Some
And then her agent does the rest.
I do submit myself to some.
How many?
Well, right now I'm scrolling
Through the audition?
on TikTok. So I'm not gonna hold you. I submitted to three.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm getting better.
There's nothing up there. I
Because
need to do.
it's verticals and about and I'm ready. Hello. I'm ready to be a vampire's wife.
Wait a minute. Speaking of verticals,
Yes.
why?
Oh, you're hooked.
I'm hooked. I'm
You're
hooked,
hooked.
but now I'm unhooked.
Oh,
Why
really?
was I on Tubi and the vertical I spent my hard-earned parents
No
on
way, it's on two.
to see each episode, to see each 2-minute episode, to put it all together is a full-length movie on Tubi.
Oh, they're
And I'm not
brilliant.
even going to hold you.
They're
I
brilliant.
watched it on Tubi because I didn't have enough credits to watch the end, so I watched it on Tubi. It does not have the same effect as like watching it breaking up.
The suspense is not there. You got to use your imagination when it cuts you off after the couple seconds. You're like, what's about to happen?
And on that note, they need to bring back Quibi.
Mm.
Look at the back. Look at y'all's in the back.
Like,
She want to be a guest so bad.
want to be in here so bad. Just come and talk to everybody. Come talk to
Just come and
the
talk. Come and talk to me.
people.
I'm really
Oh, gosh. Okay,
rude.
so yeah. Went to the crisp. It was a privilege. It was an honor. It was a pretty privilege, if you like to call it.
It's so crazy that you said that. I'll speak on it later. But it's crazy that you said that. Remember that term when we get off of this.
Oh, I need to talk about it. Hey, the way my voice is gone, I hope that everybody listening, if my voice is gone, I hope it sounds sexy and not annoying.
This is the time for you to be doing ASMR and voiceovers and stuff.
I can do that. Let's try now.
Also, wait. Stop. I gotta say this.
What? Was so passionate.
I
Yes.
gotta say this. AWCY has reached a new level of clout, okay?
What? Yeah.
Because guess who liked one of our comments under their
Oh.
post and commented back?
Oh.
The one, the only, Kim Coles.
Oh, I love that for us. Oh, I love
I
that
said, come on,
for us. Come
Kim.
on, Kim. Come on, Kim. We trying to get on your radar.
Period.
Trying to get on your radar.
I was like, come on, Kim. Yeah.
Oh,
I said,
Kim. I love that.
I love that.
Look, while we are shouting out people, let's take a quick sec to shoot out our sponsor. Shout out our sponsors.
Yes.
If you would like to become a sponsor, please inbox. JoJo will respond.
Quit telling people I'll be responding.
What? You like Chris Brown?
Because if
You actually read it. Listen, back to my pretty privilege in ASMR.
ASMR, no, ASMR.
ASMR style. I like to touch on pretty privilege
Oh
and
my.
the difference between that and pretty punishment, as told by a sweetie. You heard this, yes?
Sweetie the rapper.
Oh, you haven't heard this. Okay. She did an interview. I love this for us. She did an interview and she was saying how people talk about pretty privilege all the time. And, she gets pretty privilege, but no one talks about pretty punishment.
Please enlighten me.
So, sometimes you get a thing because you're a pretty girl. You might get in the club for free. You might, get a little studio time. Somebody gonna pay for you a little bit of this and that. But also, when they think you're pretty, then they might not introduce you to these opportunities because you're a pretty girl. So she's had doors closed on her because of her pretty punishment versus the pretty privilege. You might look at somebody coming into the industry and be like, oh, they just cute. That's how they got here. They got body, yada, yada. But you're not talented. We're just going to give you a platform. And that's a problem because then there's pretty punishment on the flip side.
And you know what's so crazy about someone, just mentioning pretty punishment?
What?
It's very much a privilege to even complain about that.
That's the thing. That's what the uproar is about. Some people, I understand the difference. I mean,
I get what she's
I
saying,
get it.
but you're whining because you're pretty. Just work for it.
That's why they're like, girl, we don't care. They were like, we don't care what you're talking about.
Girl.
When you got certain things, you got certain things. But she like, look, I found it. I understood it, where she
I
was
get
trying to
it.
go.
I
Like,
get
don't
it.
nobody care though. But I took it back to an actor standpoint, and I was like, when Halle Berry was like, I wasn't getting certain roles because I was pretty, and
She
you
kept getting the
wanted,
same roles. She wasn't getting, I get that.
exactly. You want me to do this and that, so I had to go and be like, look, I don't want to play the girlfriend. I don't want to play the wife. I don't want to play the rich. This that. I want to play the crackhead. And
And
it opened the door.
she played a really good crackhead.
She played a really good crackhead, but she wouldn't have gotten that opportunity if she didn't stand up for herself and get out of the pretty privilege
She
that she
wouldn't have
had.
gotten that opportunity, but she was getting opportunities, let the record show.
So it's like, what do you want?
I get it though.
Let's look at this balance, babe.
Look. Everybody has their thing. Everybody got their thing. I get it. I get it.
I
And
just want to put out, whenever the door opens up for plus size privilege, I'm available. I feel like I missed it. We had a brief couple months during the pandemic,
couple weeks.
where they was like, plus size is it. Yes. Yep. You're
Look.
for it. But that was short-lived. So if
Every
you could just
time
open that up, I will not miss my opportunity to sign.
they say plus size is in, I get confused about what plus size really is.
Oh, it's not the real deal. They
And
talking
then,
Hollywood plus size.
oh.
Yeah. It's Hollywood plus size. Oh, let me take that back. Whenever someone wants to open the door for real plus size, give me a I'm even say 14. Give me a 14, 16, 18 plus privilege. Just sign me up. I volunteer as tribute.
Which is
I'll be the first
literally,
one.
it's crazy that you say that, which is literally commercials now. They will literally put, which I don't know how to take this sometimes. I don't know how to take it. I get what you're saying, but I don't know how to take it.
What is
They'll
that?
have like in the breakdowns, it'll be like looking for real people, not the pretty model types. So, what you trying to say?
Like a lot of models be ugly.
Bruh, and then when you book
Like,
it's
hello.
like, what?
Yeah. Hilarious. I thought you was gonna say something else, but that's far worse.
Girl, that'd
Just
be killing me.
open that door up.
That'd
Open
be
that door.
killing
Let's
me.
talk about it. All right. Let's go on ahead and get the plus size women up in there because I'm available and I'm ready to work. Okay.
Look, I already said my piece. Lifetime, Tubi, Hallmark, BET,
On.
Coach.
Okay. We're putting things out there. Go on ahead and put us in something.
What is that song?
Go on ahead and put us in something. Listen, Lifetime, Hallmark. I have a lit. I have shows. I have movie idea on top of movie idea of falling in love stories. All right. I just need to link up with you, get some writers, because there is a plus size love story in there. I'm not gonna say too much because I don't want my idea stolen.
Did you just say I need a link up with your writers?
Yeah, because I can start it, but I need someone to finish it.
Hey,
I have amazing ideas. If you want me to pitch it, I'll knock your socks off.
yo, you
You'll be
playing crazy.
crying by the end of the pitch meeting. But then I also need to be booked
You
as
play.
the lead. But I got ideas, honey. And I'm oh, the world gonna love it.
Yes.
The world gonna love it. And they gonna be cheering on like, yes, girl, get your
And
man,
when you book
girl.
her as the lead, I need to play her best friend with my fine man who's tall and chocolate.
Yes. And then when we get the spin off, because obviously I have to meet the love of my life, and then we get married, and then we have a child, and then we expand our business. And somehow in there, I pursue my dream of being a singer. Wrap that up. And then when we do the spin off for her, I will be her best friend.
And then mine is going to be a horror.
Oh. Does
Yeah.
Hallmark have horror?
They will, because it'll be set during Christmas time.
Wait a minute. My mind is blown. Wait.
It'll be on
What was
brand.
this?
It'll be on
Because
brand.
I was like, okay, Halloween Town, and it's this woman, and
Halloween Town is too cute.
because it was Lifetime.
Halloween Town was Disney.
No. I'm talking about it's Halloween time. And there's a
Oh.
lady that owns a shop. And everyone on the town has like house decorating competitions for Halloween. But her shop is going to be closed down because she wasn't making enough money. And then this man comes to town to shoot. Wait, I got to stop. I'm giving y'all a whole movie idea. I
But
almost gave it
look,
to y'all for
but look, but
free.
wait a minute. You're missing the key element. They doing all this because they love Halloween, but on the calendar, it's actually Christmas time.
I didn't put that in there. That wasn't my part. I didn't put that in there. No, I didn't put that in there.
It's
I'll
going to be on
write
Hallmark, it has to have Christmas involved.
heck it. Nah, I got you. All right. It's Christmas. And this woman, she's a widow. But she also, what?
Wait, you said this is a spin-off. Who the
No,
widow?
not this one. Not this one. She's a widow.
Oh, this is a different
And her
one.
husband passed. And they love Halloween. And he comes to visit her on Christmas.
This sound
That
like a
can
Christmas
get.
Carol.
No, it's different because he's not showing her all of that. Side note, though, I was in the Christmas Carol in middle school. And I played Scrooge.
That's crazy because you are a real life Scrooge.
I played Scrooge 1 year, and another year I played the wife. Rising star. Oh my gosh, I just knew at an early age.
Up.
Right, so that's what we're gonna do. Should we come up, like, should we have our followers engage with us as we talk about movies for our 1 year anniversary coming up?
We do have a 1 year
Yes, it's
anniversary.
coming up and we're going to be live
Anniversary.
October 24th, that
November.
Friday at 8 p.m. We're going to be live. So what we want to talk about, if you want to talk about movies, we can talk about movies. You want to talk about a pitch, we can talk about a pitch. You want to have karaoke, we can talk about karaoke. Or we can do what we do best, which is be the show for the people, by the people, for the girlies that's just looking for girlies, for the guys that's looking for girlies, for the everybody that's looking for girlies and just want to overhear a good conversation. But this time, be included. You need to join our
It's
anniversary show.
our anniversary.
Hey, it's our anniversary.
Sorry.
It's our anniversary.
Are we singing the same song?
Yeah, but then my voice was out. So I had to switch it up a little bit. You see how I go up and down like Smelly Cat off of Friends?
No, you sound like Monique,
Which one?
the comedian.
Really?
I bet that voice lightened up real quick.
I mean, I don't mind it. I actually did an impression of Monique at
About
our
to say, would you play her in a play?
in high school. No, I did a runway walk to Beyonce.
Oh, when she was a host.
You know it. Little rendition of BET, which was Chef Kiss. Oh,
Yeah.
Monique hosting BET was a good time.
Hey,
A
yo.
good time.
BET is not the same anymore. Wait, speaking of BET, they got rid of they got rid of 106 and Park. Child. They
Oh.
got rid of the BET Awards. I'm stuck in the past. Sorry, y'all.
Wait, forever?
Until further notice. That's what the
What?
article said.
What? No.
Yeah. You know what?
What?
I don't know why fully. You know, it's always going to be some internal stuff. But I have said, looking at the last two BET awards, the last one was better, but the one before that
Well,
and the
because
one
that's
before
for
that,
us.
it was.
It
It was doing too much.
was what? I'm so disappointed. I mean, talent has changed, so you got to go with the times. But to get rid of it, what? We can't have nothing.
We can't have
Oh,
nothing. But
I forgot
also,
to talk about how excited I was about 106 in sports. No, I feel like one, sports is just extremely popular. Podcasts, YouTube, discussions about sports. People are more engaged than they've ever been. So I understand that Cam Newton is hosting and somebody else, I don't know you, sorry. I think it's going to be great. And I'm hoping there's a lot of viewers and it opens up doors for 106 and Park again. Countdown. I love me a music video.
well,
You heard something?
I think I heard that they wanted the host of Are We Canceled Yet to host 106 in Park.
Are we canceled yet?
Ain't that the name of our podcast? Hey, yo, when I tell you. When I tell you, Tamika was so serious. That was not a joke. She totally forgot the name of our podcast that we're on right now. What do you mean? She was really thinking about it. Like, what?
You're joking. I was messing with you, but I held it a little too long.
No. Because what? What the f Revoked. I'm revoking it.
Wait, because first,
I don't care if it was a joke. I'm revoking it.
wait, at first I was thrown off because I really thought you heard something.
Oh, the way I.
Because I didn't hear that BET Awards were canceled. So
Yeah,
I was
they
like,
are.
oh, shoot,
No, they
you
are.
know something that I don't know. And then you said us. Well, I think we can make it happen. I mean, we're very busy with our podcast and like our lives. But as we said earlier, sometimes you gotta sacrifice. And just cut everything off and put everything into your work. And if you want us to host 106 in Park, I'm absolutely available. Special kickoff with Bow Wow and Chris Brown to start off the show, I think
Listen,
would only be necessary.
listen.
It's
That's
necessary.
the first host we need, okay?
The guest.
Thing that keeps me up. Feeling down.
I don't know about you, but I gotta keep my hands around. Oh my gosh. And that's the best song because I gotta keep 106 and Park around. Search, but I'll never find another 106 on like my 106 Park like mine. With your host, JoJo, and me giving you a sneak peek of the videos of the week. Countdown 1 to 10 with me. And I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
Oh,
6, 9,
wait. You count too
10.
fast. Dang, you was counting too fast.
Dang. All right. It can be rewritten. I can give me a week. I can give you a few different theme songs that you would like. Just hit up my manager who will respond if you just inbox us. Cause like Chris Brown, we keep everything in-house. Okay.
We have so much in common with Mr. Maurice.
We do. We really do. Ugh. All right. I think it's time for
Unpopular opinions.
she bringing it today, y'all. Oh my gosh, it was sultry. Like,
Just need to get in a studio.
I think. Listen. Wait till my voice come back. I'm dropping it. I'm dropping
Yeah.
it. I heard it here first. I'm dropping a Christmas album this year. Come on. It's
Finally.
talking about like it's giving snow time vibes. It's giving
Finally.
hot chocolate. It's giving fire
Chestnuts.
pit
Yeah.
on the beach.
It's giving stock. Yeah, that's California.
Yeah. It's saying I'm toasty, but also unconventional.
Ariana already did that, and so did what's his name? It wasn't me. What's his name?
Shaggy? What? All right. It's
Yeah.
cool.
Christmas in Jamaica. That's my.
Mine's gonna be Christmas in my living room.
All right, now
I'm
to
gonna
the
host it. Do y'all want me to host a live Christmas in my living room
now
special?
to unpopular opinion with JoJo because All right, let me read this one off my notes. Don't inbox her because she just not. She not going.
I would because I might not have a job by then and I'll be available.
That's another topic for another time. Oh my gosh. Okay, so unpopular opinion. And I'm looking at the camera when I say this. I feel like it should be a universal rule to spell coochie with a COO and not a KEW because coo, COO, is more relaxed to say, like, yeah, I got that. What's up? But versus coochie, which is KEW, it's giving pH imbalance, like, ew.
Who spells coochie like that?
You'll be surprised.
That's giving Kool-Aid.
How you get KOO, which
Right,
is Kool-Aid?
right when you said coochie with a K, I thought of Kool-Aid.
So red and wet, that's giving
Oh.
your blood.
Oh.
And on that note,
Popular opinion. No. That's. Oh.
And on that note,
And you just ruined Kool-Aid for me. You know, this is my favorite drink.
first of all, let's listen. There are other colors and flavors of Kool-Aid. You ain't got to drink the
I love
really.
grape lemonade.
That's two.
Nobody told you to mix colors?
What color does yellow and grape make?
Grape Kool-Aid, grape lemonade. Like, wait a minute. All right, it's science.
It's color theory.
It's color theory slash common sense. Orange and lemonade make grape lemonade Kool-Aid.
You just say
I mean, purple.
Wait a minute.
Although orange slaps. That's probably why I was thinking about it. Orange, you don't need to mix it with nothing.
I haven't had, no, I can't. You ever since I dyed my hair with the orange
You
Kool-Aid
haven't had
patty, I've
Kool-Aid?
never drunk it.
You haven't had anything to eat in my side of town because everything come with Kool-Aid.
And if y'all didn't know, she stays on a
I
bad
do
diet.
water it down
No, thank
because
you.
I'm an adult and I can't have that.
I'm also an adult and I don't drink Kool-Aid. It's all sugar.
If you water it down, then it's watered down sugar.
Or how about don't drink sugar? Girl, what? That's sugar water.
It's grape lemonade sugar water.
And on that note, this episode is done. It's thank you for tuning in on another episode of Are
Are we
We
canceled
Canceled?
yet? We were so off.
We'll get it
That's
together.
because we ain't been here for a minute, but
We gonna get it
next
together.
episode, we got it together.
Yeah.
We on a high. We still on a Chris Brown high.
Oh my
That's
God.
what it is.
Indica. All right.
Oh, I miss him
Bye.
so much.